The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Thursday, December 20th. Wow! It's flying, 2012. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, if you'd like to look at our little faces. Check me out on Facebook. You guys have been responding daily, and I appreciate it. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. I just got a whopper on one a couple minutes ago, a friend request. It's like, okay, I got to kind of check into this dude.
Like a gully whopper?
No, like a big gully whopper, man. Yeah. It's like, what is that? That's a huge
can
gully
I have
whopper.
One? I want one.
You can have this one, then. You can do your cross-examination of what kind of people are out there, man. Because I'm telling you what, we have, you know, enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. But there's a lot of good guys out there, too.
Yes.
Just because he's got a weird-looking mask on his face doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
That's true.
So anyways, friends, if you'd like to check me out on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, earlier the better, friends. Just trust me, earlier the better. We got a phone call, and I haven't even given out the number yet, so how do we do that? He doesn't even know what we're talking about.
They listen to us daily. Man, he's trying to get ahead of the curve.
Well, we'll just hold up, and then if he falls in line, then he'll hold on, right?
Smart.
But again, friends, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, recently, Senator John Kerry got to stand up and present before the hearing about the consulate attack in Benghazi. And this is what he said. And, you know, you may have to help me on this. I don't know if I'm going to even be able to finish it. Let me emphasize this, please, to everybody. All of you who know Hillary know that she would rather be here today.
Yeah.
I know how deeply she feels the importance of the discussions we're having here here today. And I assure you it is not her choice that she is not here today. And she looks forward to appearing before the committee in January. I want to make that clear. That's all.
I see a bunch of Vietnamese people behind him with pom-poms in their hand, cheering him on. Why is that?
I think I need to be just done with the show.
Okay, can we just go to the next point?
Okay,
I don't want to get into this emotional plea with John Kerry right now and Hillary Clinton. Come on, give her a break, dude.
I know.
I mean, how many people have been killed?
It's a Benghazi virus.
She doesn't feel good, yes.
It's a virus.
Let's not make light of it, though, because it is serious. You get two of my bros in there, the SEALs, I seriously have a problem with that. So
yes.
Yeah.
I know, and
kick
it's like
him in the
it
shorts,
is a mixture
yeah?
of it.
Yeah.
Texas town allows teachers to carry concealed guns. We talked about that a couple days ago.
Yes.
But going on a step further, this is what that sheriff's office is 30 minutes away from this. It's in Harold, Texas. And the superintendent, David Threat.
From the school you're talking about.
Yes.
Yep.
David Threat says, we don't have money for a security guard, but this is a better solution. A shooter could take out a guard or officer with a visible holster weapon, but our teachers have master's degrees, are older, and have had extensive training, yeah. and their guns are hidden.
We did a high school.
We can protect our children.
We did a high school up in Bemidji, Minnesota, where Jeff Weiss walked in, and we were there talking to the teachers that were there during the shooter. I was shooting up nine people, namely students, seven, and his grandpa and grandma, who was the sheriff of the county, by the way.
Yeah.
And there's no way to deal with a guy like that unless you are armed.
No.
And you better hit him in the right spot.
That's
when
right.
you hit him.
And you better be quick, because the quicker you are, the more lives you save.
This is such a ridiculous argument. As I was sharing with Jake today, isn't it interesting that government means to legislate away your right to defend yourselves? And isn't it interesting when these kind of things happen, it's the gun's fault? So let me ask you a question. So when people are disarmed and a gun crime takes place, is it then the government's fault? I'm curious.
Hmm.
Why don't we legislate?
Yeah.
Well, no, the government, those in government, the gun banners, which is not all of them, when they legislate to take away guns from the American people to defend themselves, when a crime is committed by one of these whacks, then what we need to do is hold those people that legislated against us to defend ourselves,
yeah, who cares?
And hold them accountable for the people that go in and commit massacres after the fact.
Yep.
No, that's really true.
I completely agree.
Because it works both ways, friends.
Who keeps us from defending ourselves?
When we start that argument, they're going to shut their mouths.
That's right.
Because they don't want to be held accountable, because they know it's going to happen. Just as much as anybody else does.
Yes, they do. Which is,
criminals commit these crimes, not law-abiding citizens. End of story.
Which is why they're guarded so heavily by guns,
well,
security, police.
How do we secure
ATF.
Our schools? We secure our schools and ourselves, friends, the same way in which government, namely the White House and Congress, secure themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You have bodyguards.
Yep.
And by the way, let's go back in history just a little bit to make another point. Back in the 50s, your president used to walk around, all the way up until the 50s, your presidents used to walk around shaking hands in the streets of Washington, D.C. You didn't have 15 guys walking around the presidents, and I'll tell you why. Because these guys that are in office today no longer work for the American people. They've set themselves against the American people, and who are they protecting themselves from? They're not on the borders protecting from foreign invasion. No, they're in the White House, protecting the president from who? You, America. Let's put it into perspective. And those that want to legislate away your rights, let's hold them accountable for crimes that are committed. How does that sound? I bet you haven't thought that one through. 1-877-807-9977. You got Bradley and Jake. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Marty. I'm a big fan. I'm also a disabled veteran. Sons of Liberty is a great way for me to stay on top of what's actually going on in the country. I have a young son, so it's important to me to understand evil is threatening his way of life. I think anyone who lives their life standing firm on morals, values, and Integrity. We love these guys. It's a great radio show.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. What was that about, Heather? Okay. Someone calling in telling us we need to seek out another article. Well, friends, that's why the lines are open.
That's right. It's available for you to talk.
Yes. We don't have time to do everybody's homework. It's amazing, friends. When we do tea parties, how many people come? It's the number one response. I'm sorry, number two response. Number one is, I wish I'd have brought more people with me. And number two is always this. I'm glad there's people like you in the world. Well, I'm just curious. Am I the one that's going to save the world? I know I serve the Savior, let me tell you that. But I'm not a vigilante, friends. I'm a patriot, and we do this together. We don't do this on an individual basis. It doesn't work that way. We need to do this together. So please don't just call in, drop something on us, and say that we have to do our homework and check this out and bring us out into left field. If it's valid, then get on the radio and just share with us. It better be sound, though, okay? Sound without air. And we want to make sure. Please, Jake.
I'd like to offer something else, too. We had a gentleman just Facebook us not too long ago. It's Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio. And he asked, can I play the My War series for my church? Because we're talking about disseminating the information. And I said, yes. As a matter of fact, we might even be able to join you after you've said the last segment. We have a five-part documentary series that encapsulates all of this, but puts it all on video, and it's a great opportunity for you to get involved, get your church involved with this type of information, and stay on the edge of this and stay aggressive with it. We will join you. We will help you. We will equip you.
But
like you said, we can't do it all for you.
That's right.
Sons of Liberty on Facebook, all those stories.
This is about leadership is really what it is, and America is looking for leadership. And if you're not the leader, then I'll tell you what, this is part of the problem. We're all leaders. We're all patriots in this together, friends. And it's amazing. Those that have the light, you need to understand that God gave you the grace and the light to see what you're responsible for.
That proves leadership.
It really does. If you see it, then you're the one God is calling to lead it. And if we can get that far, then guess what? We can preserve our nation. And keep in mind, friends, our republic was not established by cowards. And cowards will not preserve it. So stand up and fight for the country that you say that you love so much. Because we really do. Again, friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. And you'd like to weigh in on what we're talking about, we're staying on the issue of Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, the Thou Shall Nots to government. And we're staying on this topic for the very purpose that people are very aware as to what's going on in their country. And we're putting objections, we're questioning what has taken place because we see the end aim is always gun control. And we want to know who's starting these fires. Yeah. because it seems like the government's always there to help put them out, aren't they? And this, when you begin to see that take place in your country, you can just go back in history and see what dictators did. They were actually the creators of the crime to bring in the resolve. And we just seen this played out, James Holmes shooter, Aurora, Colorado. We just seen this played out again in Connecticut, Newtown shooter, same exact thing. And in both scenarios, what's going on? UN gun treaty, and this reelected president somehow mysteriously was reelected, is out there to make sure that he's working it out now so he can pull away these assault rifles that don't show up on the scene until after the facts.
Well, and hello, Fast and Furious. That was deliberately what they did. Send guns, that's the problem.
Oh, that's right.
And now
I forgot about that, man. I thought you were talking about one of the shooters at, you know, the school or at the Aurora, Colorado
right
theater.
In this administration, one of the ATF agents' guns was just found at a Mexican crime scene that had to do with that Miss, was she Miss
Mexican
Mexico?
Beauty Queen was just killed by one of those guns that this administration planted into the hands of the Mexican drug lord. So there's another one down, friends, 300 Mexicans, Border Patrol agent Brian Terry that we know of, and the Mexican beauty queen. All gone. Their blood is on the hands of this administration, and America knows it. So anyways, friends, let's get over to this, because what's going on is your best in government right now, I should say, state-run media's best as to who they highlight as the American people's best, which they are not the best. But in this particular situation, he seems to fall in line as well, possibly as one of their best. And I'm talking about Governor Perry in Texas. He's encouraging Texans to carry handguns anywhere in Texas. And why wouldn't he? But I'm going to let this report. Did this report come out of Texas? Is that where it came out of? Yeah, I think so. Kerry Saints, you think so. But go ahead and listen to this, friends. It's about 3 minutes long. But it's great stuff. And listen again, friends, gun sales are beginning to skyrocket again. Why? Because America is awake. Go ahead and play that out, Kerry.
Students will return to class tomorrow in Newtown, Connecticut, as funerals continue for the slain children.
The unexplainable loss has led to a push for legislation in the gun control debate. Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein of California introduced legislation today to restore the assault weapons ban that expired back in 2004. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky praised the president's remarks, but stayed silent today on the issue. Gun sales have spiked since Friday, even before it's been a record year. In Texas, the FBI processed more than a million background checks for guns through November. That's second only to Senator McConnell's home state of Kentucky. You know, many Republican lawmakers are keeping quiet on the issue. Not Governor Perry. Tonight in North Richland Hills, he talked about keeping guns in the hands of Texans and allowing them in schools. Channel 8's Teresa Woodard is live with the comments that brought out applause. Teresa?
John, the governor was quite somber talking about what happened in Connecticut, but quite decisive about making schools safer. And he says if a school district decides arming teachers is the way to make a campus safer, he's okay with that.
To have access to weapons in their school. And that, I would suggest...
The crowd erupted in applause when Governor Perry even alluded to arming Texas teachers. He said he's in favor of letting local school districts decide if guns on campuses could mean safer campuses. Speaking to the Northeast Tarrant County Tea Party 4 days after a young gunman killed 20 children inside a Connecticut school, he called the massacre evil, but said knee-jerk gun control legislation from Washington, D.C., is not the answer.
In the state of Texas, with our concealed handgun license, if you go through the process and you have been duly backgrounded and trained and you are a concealed handgun license carrying individual, you should be able to carry your handgun anywhere in this state.
Now, the legislative session begins in 3 weeks, and Governor Perry is urging the lawmakers who were with him here tonight to have a serious discussion about school safety. Live in North Richland.
I'm curious, friends, what is your take on this? What is your take on what's going on out there, friends? What are your thoughts? Because when it comes to this kind of mentality that we have to get rid of the guns, I just don't understand why it does not fall to the lot of them that are legislating away your guns. I think it's very telling. Listen to what Mao Zedong said. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Listen to what he said. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. See, the problem with that in our country, friends, that's a communist nation.
Oh, we're set up the other way.
That's exactly right. Case in point, for some reason, the Chinese people have actually stated through their papers that the American people must disarm. For those that have not done their homework, the United Nations is modeled after China. Obama said there's no other way than a new world order. Again, friends, this is out there. This isn't conspiracy theory. This is conspiracy. When you look in Scripture in the book of Jeremiah 11, you can see conspiracies happen from within, not from without. Listen to what he said again. Mao Zedong, he said, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. Friends, it's we the people in this country. The government and the people that they serve are an extension one of another. We're not against one another. And it's interesting how things are working contrary to the American people from the government that works for we the people. And so here we are.
You know what? You know, you brought up, why aren't we hearing from the other side? I just want to bring this up. After that school shooting, this is what anti-gun advocates want. This is their mentality. This is where they're at.
As they're threatening the NRA.
All NRA members should be shot. Well, hold on a second. Why should they be shot? I thought you were just telling us guns should be banned, but now guns should be used to shoot NRA members.
Yes.
Okay, so that sounds a little like Mao Zedong, right? We want to take away guns, but only from certain people. Why? So we can do what we want with those
people. Could it be from the people that could resist? Is that what this is about?
Yeah.
Because we know that Article 2 of the Bill of Rights was given not for hunting.
No. No.
That's not the reason for Article 2, friends.
No.
Our forefathers were dealing with a tyrant named King George.
Yep.
Had they not been armed, we would not be in America today.
We wouldn't have liberties.
And I'll tell you what, anybody that disagrees with that, I guarantee you, if you had somebody shooting at you, you would want somebody that has an arm, a firearm on his side to protect you. And if you wouldn't, you are irrational and unreasonable in every sense of the word.
Exactly. And these same people are claiming guns. Somebody should shoot this mother effer, the NRA president.
Yeah.
Get every member of the NRA to stand in a circle, aim, and shoot.
It's totalitarianism. And I continue. Folks, I'm right. I'm just telling you, I'm right. We're going to take a quick break. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1-877-807-9977. What is your take as to what's going on? And you know what's going to happen? The lines are going to light up about 5 minutes before the end of the hour. We're not taking them. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESSGAS. 1-800-LESSGAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Wow.
But
I just want to go back and forth my twit and my Facebook. And,
Twitter?
Boy, man, there's some folks out there that really want to dare the justice of God, and I really feel sorry for your lot that you would come up with a Bible, the Queen James version of the Bible.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that shows how healthy they are, right?
These
are normal people. We need these people in legislature.
Oh,
we need
my
them
gosh.
As police officers. We need them as teachers teaching our children. Somebody that would come up with a Queen James Bible.
I mean, think the NEA
stuff.
Is helping you accomplish just that.
Yes.
Through the inaction of the parents mm-hmm. throughout the United
that's
States.
That's the America we need.
Guys, tomorrow, 2:30 Central Standard Time, Friday, it will be Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. I'm going to let him backhand Mr. Morgan Piers on his own on this radio program. What's that?
Piers Morgan.
Oh, well, you know what? I think his name is Morgan Piers.
Morgan Piers. You know, it doesn't really matter what his name is. If you haven't seen it, go to the Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio.
This shows
Sons
you.
Of Liberty
no,
Radio.
Let me just give you my synopsis here. It's because, you know, I don't really give these people time. I just take their talking points and I trash them.
Yeah,
because they're not valid. It's ridiculous,
easy to do, isn't it?
I mean, here's Piers Morgan yesterday saying your country, your country, your country. Yet he's in New York trying to disarm the American people.
Here's his argument. That's ridiculous. You're an idiot. You're so stupid. That's ridiculous. You're an idiot. You're stupid.
Well, that's what they revert to because they can't come up with a logical reason as to what their irrationality
right.
is premised on.
You're an idiot. Go read the Queen James Bible. Get your head screwed on.
On Saturday, we're going to have Susan Hupp, 2:30 Central Standard Time. She will be with us. And, folks, if you don't know who she is, she's a survivor of Luby's Massacre in Killeen, Texas, where both of her parents were killed right in front of her. And she went after legislators and legislation that would disarm her. As a matter of fact, I believe it was a week or two prior to that, she used to carry a handgun.
Yep.
And then in Texas, they legislated against her. And had she had her handgun that day, both of her parents would have been alive
yep.
today.
That's for sure.
And what she did is she went to the legislators and told them, I don't fear, you know, this guy was a rabid dog. I can't blame him. He was just out of his mind. But she said, we the people are armed because of you, the legislators.
Yep, disarmed, yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly the problem, and there it lies. But I'll let her tell you the story, and we're not going to exploit pain here, the murder of her parents. I just want people to hear for themselves, one that had to eat the pill, sorry to say, that was disarmed, and she had no right, supposedly, to defend herself against this murder that killed both of her parents. Isn't that interesting? We already have rights. So why do we need to get all this other stuff, the permits? I don't mind being vetted. I think that's great. But we already have rights.
Yeah.
And we don't, you know, just legislate a little bit to bring policy into to eradicate our rights. But that's what it seems to be in America today.
Yeah. If we just listen to the beginning, we have a Second Amendment for a reason. And that's why our founders put it down there, that it could not be infringed. And if we would just listen to that, we wouldn't have to learn through tragedies. Now, tragedies are bound to always happen. But what's the first thing we pull together? We pull together and we base our argument on, first, the Word of God, and secondly, on the Constitution. What do we do next? We execute justice.
I got another,
that's what needs to be talked about.
I got another just no-brainer here, guys. When the police are called, let's go to Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Newtown, Connecticut. Why were all these organizations called in? And they were all armed. I'm just curious to...
To protect the good people from the bad people.
But Jake, they were armed.
Yeah.
Because they have
to protect the good people from the bad people.
Oh, okay. The good people from the bad people.
Yeah, because the good people should be protected the way you protect good people is with guns, right?
Oh, is that why they sent in the SWAT and the cops
yeah.
and the feds? And
they got guns in their arms.
Yeah, I noticed that they all have got guns.
Yeah.
So it takes an extra 20 minutes... For them to show up, what could have happened with that 20-minute allotment
mm-hmm.
between then and now if someone in that school would have been armed?
You know, I'm reminded of what that superintendent said.
I'm crazy, dude.
I think you're nuts.
I am.
This superintendent is too. A shooter could take out a guard or an officer with a visible holstered weapon. We could call the police. It would take 20 minutes. But our teachers have master's degrees, are older, and have extensive training, and their guns are hidden.
Oh.
How quickly could a teacher react that's trained? You don't have to force the teacher
Jake,
to be
again,
trained.
It's becoming more irrational.
That's right.
More baseless day after day. That shouldn't even be out there. Those people should be in a hospital somewhere.
Oh, no. This person is actually good. He is the superintendent who said, our teachers have master's degrees. They're older, but they have extensive training, and their guns are hidden. In other words,
my teachers are smart, armed, and ready to go.
What was the first thing pilots did after 9/11? We had pilot friends. They went and got a concealed carry. They wanted to carry. Why? Because their lives were threatened. I guarantee you, teachers across this country, unless they're completely loon bags, and there is some of those out
loon
there,
bags.
They're thinking, I'm going to get a gun because I want to protect myself and my kids.
That was a gully whopper.
A loon bag.
Okay, so now we do me a favor next time so you don't make me look like
Minnesota.
A big loon bag in front of everybody is put the whole thing into perspective really quick.
Yeah.
So that was a good guy.
Yes.
Oh, I thought he was talking about how his degrees were protecting themselves from bad men.
He was saying a degree with a gun is a good combination, right?
Sure.
Because you can think. You got your mental capacity.
Yeah, well, you know what? And that's great because it shuts down their argument all the more, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Education without a means to protect is worthless.
Yeah. Well, you know what they're going for now is they're trying to parallel
mm-hmm.
the shooters with mental illness.
Sure.
But they don't bring up the dangerous psychotropic drugs, which, by the way, 99% of the school shootings that have taken place in your country, they've been on some sort of dangerous psychotropic drug. They leave that out of the equation because that doesn't work for their argument.
That's for sure.
And by the way, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, that's why it was sealed by the judge in that case, not mm-hmm. to talk about it.
You got it. As a matter of fact,
why not, Jake? Though is it because they're making like $100 or $200 million a day off dangerous psychotropic drugs? Is that?
Oh boy, you know that's quite.
We need
a
to get Ann Blake Tracy on the radio again. Let her talk.
I mean,
about
like
it.
Money has anything to do with
it?
This.
Doesn't. It
you know,
doesn't.
As a matter of fact, I
ignorance
little...
has everything to do with them making all that money, though. I can tell you that.
I'm going to post this on Facebook right now, and we have a video of it as well. But I have probably about 25 examples of shootings in Pennsylvania, Washington,
come on.
Oregon. Antidepressants. I'll just start right here. School shooting program.
Oh, okay, here. Let's do this. We got Crystal in Nebraska. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. You got a delay going on, so you're going to have... Hello.
What?
You got a delay going on. Turn your radio down, please.
Yeah. I guess my comment was, what do people not get about the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed?
It's still in place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's privilege. It does not say privilege. It says a right. It's not something that can be taken away from us. It's a God-given right.
That's right.
And then second, shall not be infringed.
That's right. Or violated. That's what it means.
Or violated.
Yeah, that's right. You know what's interesting about that, Crystal, is there are rights given unto us by God, but those rights are only maintained when we fight the good fight of faith.
That's right. Exactly.
Yes.
Just like the gospel is only preached if we open our mouths.
And people must respond to the gospel. They expect in America today, they've been taught that Jesus will do everything for them.
Sure.
It's been done, friends. It is finished. Remember, he said that on the cross. Since the foundation of the world, we need to respond to, you know, the old saying, God bless America. Yes, God bless America. Now it's time to bless God, America. Mm-hmm. See, that's how we respond to the good news. And that's how it works.
Yep.
So, well, cool. Thank you for your call. I appreciate that.
Yeah. There's some thinkers out in Nebraska.
There's thinkers and not stinkers in Nebraska. And you know what?
There might be stinkers in Nebraska.
Listen, if you're objectionable to what we're saying right now, the lines are open to you. And of course we know that you're not going to call in because you don't have the facts and you don't have the law behind you. Who's the great anti-gun banner in Washington, D.C.? Friends, we got a whole list of people that will not respond to us. And there's a reason they won't respond, because they know that's all we have to do is pull up the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, and they have nothing to say.
It gets in the way every time.
Yeah, see, but what they don't see, we do know this, Jake. Just like Orwell said, the enemies of freedom never argue. They just shout and shoot.
Ooh.
See, that's what they want to do, is they just want to keep shouting. Shoot. They want to put fear in you to bow to their every whim. Well, see, America's not made out of that stuff. That's why we're still here 237 years later.
Yep.
You see? And like Crystal had brought up, the reason we are where we're at. Here again, we have she sounded like she's 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
A girl standing up. Where are the men? Dog?
The men?
Woof, woof. Where is the men?
We saw Larry Pratt on the radio.
That's true.
TV
good for him.
Night, and that was fantastic.
Where was the NRA? Where was the NRA?
Why is the women that have to get so irate that people are
Why is Obama calling the NRA his friends?
Where's John Boehner? Mitch McConnell's not talking.
No, none of them are. Man, we seen Mitch O'Connell at RNC, man. He thought he was a rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
How you doing? I can play guitar. I'm really good.
Something. Yeah. It's just that ridiculous. But this, again, friends, is the reason you are where you're at today. It's because they don't speak up. But do you hear, as you know them as the leftist, socialist, communist, do you hear them quieting down right now?
Nope.
No, they're standing up, aren't they, friends?
They are.
And where are your best in government? They're all hiding and they're tucking tail and they're capitulating to the enemy of America, aren't they?
I've got something good.
Will you hit those off, Jake? I thought that was important.
Yeah. Well, this is actually a different topic. This is about school shootings that have been prevented because men had a gun. In 1997, high school shooting in Pearl, Mississippi was halted by school's vice principal after he retrieved the Colt 45 he kept in his truck. 1998 middle school shooting ended with a man living next door heard gunfire and apprehended the shooter with his shotgun.
Really?
A 2002 terrorist attack on an Israeli school was quickly stopped by an armed teacher and a school guard.
Stop for a second. All of them are armed, dog.
Hallelujah.
Bend to Israel, bend to Tel Aviv, bend to Nazareth, Jerusalem, bend to the Dead Sea, bend there, done that, got the hat and the t-shirt. They're all armed.
Innocent people being saved. A 2002 law school shooting in Grundy, Virginia came to an abrupt conclusion when students carrying firearms confronted the shooter.
Students?
A 2007 mall shooting. This was in a college.
Okay.
A 2007 mall shooting in Ogden, Utah ended when an armed off-duty police officer intervened.
Oh my God. See, this doesn't work.
It keeps going and
this
going.
This doesn't
and going.
Work for the anti-gunners, though, does it?
Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Last shout out, 1-877-807-9977. Here I'll say 1-877-807-9977. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide worldwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I want to say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The most, listen carefully, the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subjects and their races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by so doing. Who? Tyrants. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non for the overthrow of any sovereignty. Yeah, because that's through oppressive means. So let's not have any native militia or native police, said Adolf Hitler. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order through the occupied Russian territories, and a system of military strong points must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country. And he had his useful idiot student, friend, that believed him to the destruction of their own country and to their own people. That was none other than Adolf Hitler talking at dinner on April 11th, 1942. He said it, I didn't.
Wouldn't come from any other.
Joseph Stalin, the opposition to disarms well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. How would he do that? He'd have to create something, wouldn't he?
And then use force.
And then
rely upon ignorance of people that won't react.
The measures adapted to restore public order are, first of all, the elimination of the so-called subversive elements, those that opposed them. They were elements of disorder and subversion because it was contrary to their order. On the morrow of each conflict, I gave the categorical order to confiscate the largest possible number of weapons of every sort and kind. This confiscation, which continues with the utmost energy, has given satisfactory results, said Benito Mussolini, addressed to the Italian Senate, 1931. They had to be some stupid people. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody that listens to any of these people, of course, later on they regretted it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just think Mussolini, he was about the most arrogant, prideful.
Yeah. You walk like a duck. I mean, come on.
But he's the one that raised his hand and said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Well, God did accommodate.
Yep. Him and his mistress.
Let me say this one more time. I do not want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world, and that is why I do not let any superpower or superpower control me. Idi Amin, president of Uganda, killed how many of his own people?
Yep. And how? Because how those people were not able to protect themselves against that government.
Those are the stumbling blocks to the anti-gunners, friends. Yep. You got Bill, Long Island, New York. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome again, sir, to the Sons of Liberty.
And Bill, before you start, I want to make the point. Bill has brought this point up to us, and it is a very good point, that gun registration laws, if you're a felon, you can't own a firearm, even if that felony does not include any type of violent crimes or has anything to do with guns. Your right has been denied you by the government. So explain, Bill, why the government is not the ones that should be vetting, excuse me, the federal government should not be the ones vetting who owns a firearm in the states.
Well, keep in mind that we have been lied to. Do you want somebody to be the master of vetting who's already lied to you?
That's right. That's right.
It is said all this gun control is about safety, but you want to know it's when I say 82% of all people on the federal level, this is not the states, who are denied their right to own and bear arms because of the tax code. And by the way, that's 14,000 pages. But I'll tell you something else. 70%, that's 70% of private militias have a minister. And what these ministers haven't learned is that they have to be outside of 501c3. Otherwise, it's a felony and not a misdemeanor. Notice how nothing's a misdemeanor. Nothing's a misdemeanor. It's a felony to have a 501c3 and then to step outside the regulations. And so the religious organizations, they have a 501c3, and then if you are a minister for a militia, you've stepped outside the rules. What you have to do is not to have the designation. So basically, a person who may be a minister by having a degree and being accepted, but isn't a 501c3, the government won't bother them. So what is the felony? The felony is that you filled out paperwork and forgot to rescind it.
Mm-hmm. So here you have,
you're being point, set up from A to Z is what you are.
The point you're making is that why would you allow a liar to be the one to vet who controls or who allows people to have guns, and the purpose of the guns, again, is to preserve life. Thou shalt not kill, preserve life. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Keep justice in our country. And yet the very people that are deciding who can and who can't buy a firearm legally over the counter are lying to you point
blank.
Well,
they're not only lying to you, Bill and Jake, they're also arming Mexican drug lords in foreign countries only to blame the American people for the crimes that they themselves have committed. So, and these are the people that are doing the vetting.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
If they lie on the front end, what do you think they're possibly doing that you don't know about yet? Because it does come to the light.
Right, right.
God's been very merciful over this past decade on this very issue.
Yeah.
But people have not responded the way that they need to continue to respond.
And right. What I have done is, and tell me whether or not I'm doing a positive thing or a negative thing, I have developed my own phrase called stealth gun control, saying you don't need to mention guns to have gun control. All you have to do is to felonize that which is innocuous, or to felonize something which maybe deserves to be a misdemeanor.
Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha. So that's another form of gun control. So you
right.
felonize, and then once you have a felony, you can't carry a gun, right? And so we're going to felonize certain things that will help us get to our end. So they're attacking it from all different angles. Your liberties are always under attack, folks. They will be, because the devil's alive and well, and he's always going to be wicked. He's never going to change.
Mm-hmm.
But God's power and God's kids, when they are vigilant, that's why the Bible says be mm-hmm. sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, seeks about as a roaring lion, whom he may devour. It's the same thing it says on, I think it was the archives building. Vigilance, eternal vigilance, is the price of liberty. When we're vigilant, he has no power, period. He only has power of what you give or what you allow. And I think that's exemplary in our Constitution and our documents. We are governed by the people themselves. And the way that the people are governed is by being vigilant. And if they want to give that up, like these three examples you gave of Mao Zedong, of Joseph Stalin and of Mussolini. Well, actually,
Adolf Hitler as well. Yep.
Hitler.
Yep.
You have four dictators. When the people want to sleep and say, well, somebody else will do it, that's apathy. And that's.
And what did somebody else do?
They did.
They killed their own people and their political opposition, friends.
Yep.
And just keep in mind, this president as well also wants to detain American citizens. Yep. Indefinitely. Yeah. Why would he want that power?
But he said he will never use it.
Why would he arm your enemies, America, namely the Muslim Brotherhood, through Benghazi, Ambassador Stevens? Why would he do that? Why, and he has been popped, literally, in America, friend, with Fast and Furious. And nobody in the state-run media is talking about it anymore. Well, the American people haven't forgot about it. That's why gun sales are skyrocketing again. And again, every time a massacre happens, they arm themselves again. Why? Because they don't want it to happen to them and their families and their friends. That's why. They're not getting aggressive going after the government the way this government is going after gun rights.
Sure.
Lawful, abiding citizens.
That's right.
Who keeps attacking you, America? It's just like after 9/11, everybody was blamed. Everybody is suspect terrorists, friends. And if that wasn't the truth, why is it when you go to the airport to go through, you are vetted like nobody's business through scanners, metal detectors, wands, hand searches? You are the ones that are suspected terrorists. And you might ask yourself, even, why do they go for the lone gunman scenario all the time? Because they want to eradicate your individual right. That's why. It's to go after your individual right, friends. See, if there's more than one shooter, that's another scenario. The other scenario is that it was planned and it was orchestrated. Just like the guy from Sikh Temple was talking about when he said there was four shooters. Mm-hmm. The eyewitnesses saw four shooters.
That's right. Because when
this was well orchestrated, he said.
And think about that. I mean, if you got one lone gunman, then he's a crazy, he's a whack, he's a kook. If you have more than one person involved, then they have...
Then it's conspiracy.
They planned this out. Why did they plan this out? Why did multiple people get involved to do this? And then it opens a lot more doors.
Well, look at the Connecticut shooter again, friends. Now they're talking about there was no rifle found. I have this in front of my face right now. No rifle found, friends. Remember, the rifle didn't come into play, the .223, a high-caliber rifle, up until they needed it. Remember, he had two handguns until someone said they heard over 100 shots.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the guy that was busted in the woods? Nobody's heard from him. He came out of the woods saying, I didn't do it. He was placed in front of the police car. He must have had special credentials. Mm-hmm. Nobody talked about the two shadowy figures that were in that public school, neither, were they?
Mm-hmm.
No, just never hear about that. And it's not theory, friends. It's fact. As a matter of fact, we can post all of these for you as the eyewitnesses. They themselves have seen it, just like the homes.
Yep.
The kids coming out. Nope, there was more than one shooter. Well, what happens when they get rid of the possibility of it being a two shooter or a three or four or five or six, or them having help? Then it's the lone gunman. And guess what? You just find him in the school and he's dead.
He's crazy.
Case closed.
Yeah.
Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, radio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. Talk to you then. See ya.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.